Me, can I underline just a few things that you said, Tony? I want to break up. I don't know if you were taking notes when Brother Tony was speaking, but I want to break up what he said. He said something about the death of the flesh. I want to tell you what the flesh is, because just in case you're sitting here and you said, what is he talking about? So I want to break that down for you to understand it. We have heard the answer to the question, as the brother just have said, about the city Adam. The death of Christ, the impact of the work of Christ is so great that took away even what Adam have messed up. Is that clear? That's why the city Adam is mentioned there. Scripture, the Spirit of God, when he wrote the scripture, just didn't use words for the sake of using words. So that's important to take heed to that. There are seven important things that happened to the children of Israel. From the time they left Egypt till the time they get to Canaan. The first one is the Passover. I want you to write that down. And I'm not going to tell you the seven things. There is no time for that. But in the Passover, the work of Christ sheltered me from the wrath of God. Write that down. The Passover, the work of Christ sheltered me, protect me from the wrath of God. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. The second thing after that was crossing the Red Sea. The Red Sea is a type. It speaks of the death of Christ in regard that I am delivered from the world. Egypt is a type of the world. Egypt is a picture of the world. Are you with me? The death of Christ will deliver me from the world. Not only that, who is drowning in the Red Sea? Pharaoh and his army. The death of Christ have conquered Satan. Satan is no longer have dominion over me. When I cross the Red Sea, Pharaoh could stand on outside and said, hey, you got to make some more bricks. I have to listen to him. I could tell him, hey, get a life. I don't have to listen to you anymore. Satan is no longer have authority or power over us. But now, to come to the blessing, we have heard the term, we need to die with Christ. That is the Jordan. In the Jordan River, not that Christ died for me now, but I am dying with him. You want to write that down. In the Jordan, you are dying with Christ. And that is the only way that you could enjoy the blessing. Brother Tony said, the flesh need to be put to death. What is the flesh? What is the flesh? It is not the body. The flesh is not my eyes. These physical eyes, you see that I have glasses on? This is not the flesh. It's not these hands. This is not the flesh. It is not these feet. This is not the flesh. This is my body. The flesh is the software that operate the hardware. Your hands, your eyes, your feet. The software inside of you is the principle, the evil principle that we have inherited from Adam, that makes your eyes look in a certain direction, that makes your ear hear certain things, that makes your hand do a certain thing, that makes your feet go in a certain way. The flesh, this operating principle, it's not, I gotta die, that means I'm gonna fall dead now. No, I'm alive. But the principle, the evil principle that works in me, that makes me do certain things, need to go through the Jordan River. It need to be put to death so I could enjoy the blessing. Is that clear?
If I can make a quick application. When we read the verses in Romans, there was a word mentioned that we see in the New Testament in relationship to the River Jordan. If we could look at John chapter 1 and verse 26. Then I'm going to ask a question, and I hope you'll forgive me if I take a little liberty. But John chapter 1, verse 26. John answered them, the Pharisees, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. And we sometimes have the question, what does baptism mean? What does it signify? And we see this from the New Testament, that baptism is one of the two things, together with remembering the Lord and breaking of bread, that we as Christians are commanded to do. And it is a symbol of exactly what we've been talking about. It is a public statement, a testimony to the fact that we have died with Christ, that we have symbolically crossed over the Jordan. So since baptism is a public testimony, I'd just like those of us who have been baptized to just raise our hands, just look around. And for those of you who have not, thank you, this isn't to embarrass you or anything like that, but just as an encouragement and to think about that. If you want to identify with Christ as sharing in his death, that you want to state that you have died to your old nature, that you want to live with Christ, then baptism is a public statement that that is exactly what you want to do.
Go ahead, Lucas.
I just wanted to stress a point that Brother Tony had said before. He said that we have to daily let the flesh die daily. And I was just thinking that was exemplified here too. The men of Manasseh and of Gad, and after Manasseh and Gad and Reuben, they also had their eyes on the ark. They also crossed the Jordan, but they went back. Others didn't even cross the Jordan, and others crossed the Jordan and they kept on the other side. So just to stimulate us that we have to daily and constantly letting the flesh die.
There's one thing I've wanted to say near the end, just to not get too much off topic, but something pretty amazing that we should notice is that from what people have come to count about the people of Israel is that the men alone were over 1 million, which meant that the people as a whole could have been over easily 2.5 million. When we look at the timeline in this, this is not like from when Joshua is given command to the crossing of the Jordan, this happens within 4 days. It is amazing to see the order that God gives the people to be able to do all that they did, all that they had to do in 4 days. And we see also that God does all this, yet he gives the exaltation to Joshua in front of the people.